Today we are going to talk about the Indian family. To discuss this, we are welcoming Manish, an Indian child and Bacha, specialist of Indian culture. We also have a very nice guest, James Lesandre. He's an actor. He is here to introduce his new movie on Indian tradition. Thank you for being here, and I'm Joseph. I'm going to host this podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Manish and I'm 17 years old teenager who lives in America and I'm part of the Indian diaspora.
Hello, I'm Basha and I'm a specialist of the Indian culture.
Hi, I'm James, an American actor, and I'm really glad I was invited to this podcast.
And we also have an Indian girl among us.
Hello, my name is Tia Girotra and I'm a 17-year-old girl, a senior in high school, hailing from New Delhi, India.
And that Evarian, to begin with Basha, how to describe an Indian family?
In the Indian diaspora, the families are joint families of the time, which means they are large families. Many generations live together, the grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, and the children. Indeed, 52% of the Indian families are joint families, and 48% of the other families are nuclear families. The parents live with their children. Respect and value are very important.
Manish, do you live in a nuclear family or a joint family?
I live in a nuclear family. It's just my parents, me, and my brother. My grandparents live with my uncle, my aunt, and my cousin in a joint family.
What about you, Tia?
My home is that to three generations of my family, my grandparents being the first, then my parents, and of course, I myself. Last, but certainly not the least, I'm the third generation.
So, the family is the earth of Indian society?
Generally speaking, Indian families can be seen following the joint family system. The strong cultural belief that family should stick together and stay together is a prevailing notion even today in my country.
Yes, exactly.
Jen, you have played roles related to family in your film. Do you think these themes are realistic?
Yes, in part, the Indian cinema clearly demonstrates the emotional bond in the family. For example, love, traditions, but also conflicts. Emotions are real. My childhood was in a close-knit family and it was important.
Are families changing today?
Yes, clearly. The young generation will search for more independence, especially in large cities. But young people remain attached to their families.
Is that so, Tia? Do you wish to maybe leave your family to indeed be a little more independent?
Well, I don't think that I plan to leave India for my higher studies just yet, especially not for my bachelor's degree. I think I'm just a bit too connected to my family and to my roots and to the beautiful history of my country and my city to leave it just yet. So I think first I would like to fully explore this country and this city that is my own to my heart's extent and then think about coming outside or going outside for studies.
Manish, you live in America. Is it difficult to live in an Indian family far from India?
It's sometimes complicated at home. We speak English and Hindi. We eat Indian food, we celebrate Diwali, but at school I'm completely American. Sometimes I live between two worlds.
What about your relationships with your family?
My parents have tradition more than me. They want me to respect the Indian culture, even if I don't live in India. I know they do it because they love me.
We are speaking about the traditional celebration, which are very important for the Indian family. Tia, can you explain some of them?
There's this one really specific tradition that my family follows that I don't know how many families do. Wherein we make these little diyas of wheat, we burn them, and we throw them over our heads. The rationale behind that being that that diya is capturing all the evil that was becoming us. A lot of people do also like to burn firecrackers during this time of year. It gets very, very polluted, and I am quite against it. But it is something that people enjoy doing, and green firecrackers is definitely the way to go. Because of course, celebration, it's supposed to be a fun time, but I think fun can be had responsibly, and Diwali is the best fun we have.
Celebrations are an important moment for the family. Another example of Teha, Teddy's Diwali. It is an Indian celebration. People dance and light candles. This celebration is celebrated with parents and grandparents. The older generation can explain tradition and the story of India. Children love it because they can eat lots of candies.
Be careful with cavities, haha.
On that day, it's best to have your toothbrush with you.
Manish, do you know other celebrations?
Yes. Oman, the family cooks together and eat vegetarian food.
James, you have just read a film about the Indian tradition. Can you tell us more about it, please?
Yes, of course. This film is about traditional Indian families and difficulties between parents and children. Just traditions such as weddings, celebrations, and respect to the elders. The goal of the film is to show that traditions are important, but that they can change with time.
Is it a film which represents reality?
Yes, many families can relate to this story.
To finish, Vacha, how do you see the future of Indian families?
Indian families change with the time, but traditions remain and adapt, especially with the diaspora.
Final word, Manish.
I know we can keep tradition alive even though we live in other countries.
Thank you all for this discussion. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for the invitation. I'm glad I helped you learn more about Indian families.
Thanks. Don't hesitate to watch the movie I played in if you want to dive into the Indian culture.
I want my work to help other young people accept their roots.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks you, Manish, Vacha, James, and Kia. See you soon for a new episode of Bye-bye.